JD, I heard my mom yell out to me, come here really quick. It was the night before her college graduation. Her second one, actually. The first one was when she studied to be a nurse, but she wanted to try something else. This time, she went back to get a business degree called an MBA. She'd be starting a new job at the mayor's office. I had a newish job, too, and I was only 8 years old. After I won the Great Barber Battle of Meridian, Mississippi, a few months ago, I started working for the one real barbershop in town, Heart and Son. With the money I made on Saturdays, I bought candy and comics. When I got to my mom, she was standing in front of the bathroom mirror. I could see she had thrown her entire box of hair supplies in the trash. JD, I want you to give me a haircut. I need a new look for my new job, and I want to look special for my graduation. I'm giving a speech. Mom had been chosen to be something called a valedictorian. It sounded like a special award for being smart, which my mom was. We were excited for her to finish school. She said her new job would give her more time with her kids, me, my older sister, Vanessa, and my baby brother, Justin. We all lived together with my grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Slayton Evans, in a one-story house built in the 1930s. You'd think it'd be a circus, but it wasn't. The grown-ups kept us organized. How do you want to look, Mom? I asked her. Mom sat down on the stool we kept in the bathroom and pulled out her phone. She showed me a picture on Instagram of the lady who played Nakia in Black Panther. She had a short haircut with a part cut into the side of her head. I want that, Mom said. Wow, Mom, really? I'd only ever seen my mom with short hair, like her pixie cut, but this was short.
Yes, I'm sure, she replied. I figure it's something a barber can do, and I have the best barber in the whole city living in my house, she said proudly.
I went back to my room to get my clippers. The buzzing sound they made when I turned them on always helped me focus and get into the zone. As my mom's hair fell to the floor, I hoped I was doing a good job. I wanted her to feel special on her special day. When I finished, I passed Mom a hand mirror, and she took a look. She touched her head, and her eyes got wide. Then they started to get glossy. She was crying. Had I done a terrible job? Did she hate how she looked? I'd never done a lady's hair before, and maybe I needed to practice before I tried cutting hers. I imagined Mom getting up on stage tomorrow and everyone pointing and staring. The last time I had a crooked fade, the kids at school made fun of me for weeks. What had I done? Now Mom would need to keep her graduation cap on the whole time. Then her lips curled into a smile that changed her whole face.
I can't believe how great I look, she said.
No one had ever cried in my barber chair before. Thankfully, these were tears of joy.
And my son James is the reason why I look great, she added.
I felt so good and warm inside. Now I was excited that my work would be on display in front of hundreds of people at the University Auditorium tomorrow. Something like that hadn't happened to me since the Great Barber Battle. After I won, people would fist bump me, let me cut in line, or give me free samples at the ice cream shop. There was even an article written about me in the Meridian Star newspaper. Granddad framed the article and hung it in the living room next to some artwork I drew. It was the best. I had been wondering if I was losing my touch. I'd had to pay for my own ice cream for weeks. Was I being forgotten? Mom gave me a tight hug and left the room beaming. At least she was still my biggest fan.